There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello and welcome to Skim 101. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
101, babe.
it's like a radio
school
station.
No, it's like school. We're taking, you know, the basics, the general ed stuff, so we can get that out of the way and then focus on our what do they call it?
Specialization.
Yeah, but there's a word for it. Major. Our major.
Ah, yeah. Majors, minors.
What are we majoring in?
I don't know. What are we majoring in?
Right now, a mix of good, bad, and the ugly. I looked into the camera for no reason. I don't know why I did that. Actually, hold on. Alexa, turn off camera. Don't need that thing looking at me. The government's spying. Anyway, hello and welcome back to the show, everybody. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yep.
You almost got a double dose this week. You're almost co-host on TMS on Wednesday.
And then he didn't let me.
Yeah. And then we pulled the rug out of that horrible idea. Just kidding. I always like having you on there.
I know. I'm surprised we didn't do it. It was kind of crazy day.
I'm not. I needed that day off. It was one of those days where I just knew for the sake of my mental health, I needed a morning where I didn't feel stretched too thin, like very little brother butter on too much bread. Isn't that the phrase?
Very little brother.
We'll get to the foodie segment later, but butter's making me hungry. We haven't
How
talked to
the... can you be hungry? You just ate.
I know. I'm fine now. You guys, Kim made a pasta thing for lunch, and it was good. I don't like when some people say pasta. It's annoying.
It is. I agree completely.
We haven't told anybody about your new dog. So,
oh, that's true.
We should get this out of the way. Yeah, there's a little new fluff ball in the house. Her name is Moira, and she is a what? I forget the thing.
A teacup golden doodle.
A teacup golden doodle, even though she doesn't have any gold in her, really.
Well, it's golden retriever.
Oh, it's not about the color?
Doodle.
Well, what's the doodle?
No, I don't know if it's golden retriever. It's actually a golden poodle.
Oh, it's part poodle, this thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where the curly's from.
I didn't know that.
Golden doodle. I'm not really sure what two or three breeds that's from.
Well, she does have these marks on her that are kind of golden, and they're more tan than gold. Or not, maybe not.
She's mostly white with some brown to red markings.
Yeah, and you're all saying to yourselves, wait a minute, don't you guys have two household dogs and a cat? And the answer is yes, we do. But we got another one. We got this little
now I have a dog.
Kim has a dog. And it's bonded to her more than us. So that part seems clear.
Yep. It likes you more than us. Only be 7 to 10 pounds. She's a tiny little thing.
Little tiny thing. Yep. Wants to lick my ears off. she's really sweet.
She's really sweet.
Yeah. She's great. The only problem is trying to get her relationship figured out with the other two. And right now it's mostly she wants to play and either
she's
they don't.
She's a puppy and they're not.
Yeah. Because Rainer especially is an old lady at this point. She's a, you know, grumpy middle-aged woman, Karen type.
Wow.
Who's just looking for the manager. And it wants
she's
nothing to
do with
it. She's
mad at the world.
And she's mad that some other dog has moved in and, you know,
is taking up your time.
Yeah. Or looks at me at all. Like, she doesn't like that. She gets really defensive.
She's really jealous, really.
Yeah. So she does little growls. They're not too harsh or anything, or not too aggressive, but she's, you know, annoyed. If the dog tries to get too close to her while she's in her open kennel, Rainer's that is, Rainer will
bark at
bark,
her.
Mm-hmm. Like freak her out. But she doesn't
Moira just
anything.
Wants to lick her face.
Yeah.
She just keeps jumping up to lick her face. It's hilarious.
And she's kind of fearless, this new dog, not afraid of nothing.
She's pretty great.
She's pretty great so far. And I like it because she gets up earlier, kind of whines earlier in the morning. So Kim always goes and gets her and brings her back. And it's just like 6:30 and she's in bed with us, mm-hmm. just jumping around and licking my face. And
yep.
Trying
After
to find
taking
bones.
Her out and feeding her and all of that. Then yeah. I bring her in and let her just lick all over Scott.
She's a party. Just a party waiting to happen.
She's really fun.
But her and the big dog, whose head is bigger than her body, they get along fine.
Totally great.
Do you think that's just because they're such a I'm huge and you're not dynamic?
I don't know. I notice a lot of people have a large and a small dog.
Yeah.
A lot of people will do that.
Do you think that's just to give it, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is either.
And they get along so well, so it's great.
They want to play. Ripley's a little like cautious. Well, not cautious. She's a little, you know, she's big and gangly and she could hurt the puppy if she really didn't have to do much to hurt her.
She played hard, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you can see her being a little soft, a little slower, a little bit, whatever. It's fun to watch. The cat doesn't want any of this.
The cat never does.
I don't think the cat wants us around.
Of anyone.
No. Cat doesn't want us around either. It wants just its food available to it, a place to poo, and then the cat's happy. And that's it.
And done with all of us.
Yeah. But the outside, so we have the two outside cats that come around begging all the time. They're not ours, but
they're
for
strays.
Some reason we feed them.
Carter and, feeds them and...
Yeah.
It makes her happy.
And one's awesome and nice and kind and sweet, and the other one's a horrible little brat.
No, she's not. She's just skittish.
No. She did have her... She had a litter of kittens in the worst way possible, and I think she's just messed up.
Well, because it was super cold. We never found them. We tried.
Yeah.
And there's no way they made it. Yeah. I don't think, because it was during the time when it was like 15 degrees outside.
We tried to catch her so she could have them, you know, with us and be able to take care of them, but she wouldn't get caught. She kept running and hiding. And then the next time we saw her, it was like 2 days later, she was
thinner.
Flat.
Yeah.
She had no more kitties in her. So I don't know what happened there, but anyway, it's all pets
Maybe
all the time.
Someone else was able to take care of them. I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, and then for a hot second, we had a fifth dog or fifth animal.
Fourth, yeah.
Who you guys found walking on the road or running on the road.
It was running down a very busy two lanes each way, pretty much a highway.
Yeah. 114th for locals. You guys know where that is.
It wasn't a highway, but it was a pretty crazy street.
Yeah.
And it was just running down the sidewalk on the side of it, leash behind it, just running.
Not even a leash, more like a rope, like a tied onto a tree kind of rope.
Yeah, like it had been tied up.
Yeah. I think it just got away from some farm or something.
It must have. I don't know. But we got it in our car. We took it to the Humane Society. They're like, oh, we don't take strays. We need to take it to the Salt Lake County Animal Shelter.
Shelter thing,
and we went there, and they're like, where'd you find it? And we told them where. And they're like, oh, you have to take this to the South Jordan Animal Shelter. Okay.
So they drive again.
We drive again. We're all over the freaking valley at this point. And they're closed by half an hour for a local holiday.
Yeah.
So I call the dispatcher. I give them our information. They call me back. Someone calls me back from a different city. They're like, oh, what side of the street did you find the dog on, the north or south? I was like, south. They're like, actually, that's Draper. Go to the Draper Animal Shelter. And she was there and took the dog. No problem at all. But for hours, we were like,
yeah,
we've been told so many different things.
It changed our day fundamentally. But also there was a moment there where I thought you guys were going to try to convince me to keep another dog.
No.
And I was like, really? Again?
No.
Like within 2 weeks and we're going to get another dog? And this thing's big. It was a big black lab.
It was a not neutered male black lab puppy. It was a young puppy, but it was huge.
With one of those huge drippy dog wieners. I don't want those in the house. You know what I mean?
It was really fun though in the backyard because we put a pool out, like a little kid pool, filled it with water and it just laid in the water because it was so hot.
Yeah.
Of course, it drank a ton when we
It seems like a perfect outdoor dog. Perfect.
Yeah, if you had a farm, it would be perfect.
Yeah, you had a little bit of land or something, you would. This would be the dog you would want. He was sweet, beautiful, brilliantly white teeth. Must have been a young puppy.
It was very young, but a big dog. It was going to be a big dog.
And just as sweet as can be.
I wasn't even going to try to keep that dog. But we were, the only option I had
Carter would
was
do
to
it.
Like let it go.
Yeah.
And if it had stayed on that street, it definitely would have been hit. Lots of big trucks, lots of construction trucks going on that road and stuff.
I'll bet the people, we don't have any way of finding out. Or maybe we can call and check. I don't know.
I can call and check. I haven't yet.
I'd be curious if they found him because it didn't seem like, he wasn't like abused or, he looked fine.
No, super happy.
I think he just broke free and ran.
He was running like his life depended on down the road.
Yeah.
But it came right up to Carter, sat in the car, licked her face. Like it was the sweetest dog.
Yeah, it was a good dog.
So we did our good deed for last week.
And he was really weird with other men. Sometimes dogs would get weird with men and she'd like bark and get defensive when you guys were out and about with the dog. But then when here, she just walked up to me like as, or he walked up to me like as nothing.
Yeah, I think it was defending totally Carter. It fell in love with her right away.
Yeah. I think there was a bonding there. And if you wouldn't have been there, she would have begged to keep that dog.
Yes, but there's no way.
No. What are we? We can't do that. What are you going to hoard? We're going to be hoarders next? We're going to be in an episode of A&E's Hoarders? Whatever it is. Hoardings? Anyway, I had a lot of questions this week about Taylor and her baby. Everything's going good.
Yeah.
She's cooking away. Van is aware that there is a human being coming.
And, she's in her third trimester now.
Yeah. She'll be due, is it early or mid? Oh, you're fine. Early or mid October, I forget.
The 11th.
Okay, which is good because the other bit of news that dropped is Carter, my middle daughter, got into an art residency. She's been trying to get into for a couple of years in Iceland, of all places. I'm going to go there for 2 weeks or 2 weeks, two,
two
months.
2 months.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. 2 full months. So she'll be gone right after the baby comes. So she'll be here for her sister's new baby. Yeah. And then she's out the door. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no New Year's. Because technically she flies home the day after New Year's. Or
something like that.
Something like that. So she's gone for the holidays. And then, but
super
she's
super excited for her though.
Oh, she's going to have a great time.
Oh, I can't believe how excited we all are about it.
She's really nervous and excited. But if I could use words to describe Carter since she was a three-year-old, it's nervous and excited. It's the same kid.
She is I'm really nervous about it, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah, she's stoked. So that's happening. And while she's there, she's going to visit some local game companies, big and small. Probably get a tour of CCC or CCP, the developers who make EVE Online or have since 2003. And they're the biggest Icelandic. I was told they were the biggest Icelandic employer.
Really?
But I'm sure that some Iceland listener will write in and tell me that that's not right. I just have only heard that somewhere. So take it for whatever grain of salt it's worth, but that's what I heard. But she's going to visit that. She's going to visit some small indie studios, just make some relationships there.
Little art projects while she's there.
We got a really cool listener. The show is helping her with a bunch of that. So really excited for her. She's going to do great. And we have to watch her giant horse dog while she's gone. So get ready.
She'll be fine. She'll be trained by the time she gets home.
I'm excited. No, I'll get to pick up poops that are heavier than your new dog. Its poops don't exist. They're just air. Where'd it go? I don't know where it went. It's fine. Some bird got it. It's like
I'm
nothing.
Still picking up all the dogs' poops.
Do you feel like that lately? You're in charge of that?
I do.
We should probably celebrate.
Step in there.
speaking of which, here's a fun household tip. Kim figured out a way. So we have this little side gravel thing on the side of the house where the dogs, basically it's their big communal toilet.
Yeah, it is.
And it's great because they go outside, they do their thing, they come in the house. Even when you go out, clean it up, you know, bag it all, whatever, in the hot freaking 99 degree summers here,
there's still urine in those rocks. You're like, oh, good.
Yeah, you're just baking urine into it. So it kind of reeks back there. Plus, if the wind's blowing wrong and you've got people over, you got family or whatever doing a little barbecue, you got the pee tunnel coming out. So Kim did a couple of things prior to this and then they didn't really work. You used Bacon Hammer.
Arm & Hammer baking soda.
There's no Bacon Hammer. Bacon Hammer. Sorry, Arm & Hammer baking soda. Let's see what I did there. Put baking and...
It's just baking soda. Yeah. You don't have... The brand doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
No.
It could be any brand?
It could be any brand.
Growing up, that's all I ever heard, though.
I know, like...
Are there other brands?
Like Kleenex, right?
Yeah. But I mean, could I go buy like Kroger? I probably could.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, anyway...
She dusted the crap out of those rocks.
And then hosed it.
And then hosed it in.
And it worked.
It did. It helped a lot.
Freaking worked. I don't smell it out there. Mm. I mean, you have bionic nose, so maybe you can smell it still, but I can't. You ever want to drive Kim nuts? Just put any kind of thing that smells weird somewhere within a mile.
I'll smell it.
Yeah. And she'll go, do you guys smell that? What is that? What is that? Oh, nothing. Nothing I know of. No, there's something. I'm sure of it. And it's like, you know, a bird's corpse 6 miles up the road. Like... It's weird how you can do that. Anyway, so we've been trying to fix that, and I think it works. So, hey, everybody at home who
if you have a section of your yard that you won't even walk over to,
yeah,
this could help you.
Yeah, it helped
a lot. And I don't think, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, I don't think if you put a small amount in a grassy area, I don't think it would kill the grass. So it might.
No, because
I don't think. It would work on turf, works on rocks.
Yeah, I don't think baking soda would hurt it.
I don't know. I don't know if soda would hurt grass or not.
I've had a lot of people ask about that.
I don't want you to go out there and kill your grass either.
Here on the Home Depot part of the show, I've had people all week tell me, or more than last week, like since we brought it up, the clover thing has everybody interested in clover.
It's very cool.
I love it. I can't believe how much I like it. I was so skeptical. I was like, you guys and your freaking
clover. What are
we
doing? I know they started to come up in these teeny tiny little bits of clovers. Like, that doesn't really cover everything. Kind of looks, whatever. Uh-huh. It looks awesome.
It looks amazing.
And we mow it.
Yep. And it grows back. It
grows right back. It's great.
Gets its leafing back and everything. And you're watering it hardly more than the other.
Way less.
Maybe a week, once a week or something too, maybe?
You can do it once to twice a week and it would be absolutely fine.
And it's lush green. It doesn't go brown like the rest of the grass that's got way more water.
It doesn't have spots. Well, we don't let the dogs go over there.
So. Yeah. I love it. I wish they'd let us do it out front. HOA is like, nope. You can't have clover.
Nope.
No clover for you. And we also found some four-leaf clovers in it. That was cool.
My niece was running around. Finding
that. Was that who that was? I thought
that
it was Van.
Olive.
Oh, Olive was doing it.
Van's too young to know what the four leaf clover is all about. She was out
head,
there
I
so
told,
excited.
I told the story in TMS in my head it was Van, but I guess you're right. It was Olive. Olive's like six?
No, she's five.
Five, almost six. Well, she'd be six in a year. So that's almost six.
So she's five.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Olive is five. She's awesome. We love Olive. She's great. And
she was out there looking for four leaf clovers and made her mom go set up. No, you need to keep looking, mom, till you find another one.
Oh, yeah. She was into it. I don't know where she got the idea that had to be a thing, but
probably
TV.
Old enough to know about St. Patrick's Day things
or some cartoon she saw.
She's been in preschool and stuff. So,
yeah, she's a smart kid. I like her. And she likes me now. She didn't like me.
She didn't like you when she was. Mm-mm. You were too loud.
Loud
that's
and,
what it was.
And hairy and tall and just scary, you know? But then when kids hit about 3 to 4,
they're like,
it flips
you're
a switch.
Kind
and
of
like,
fun.
You're the cool uncle now. I don't like those early days. They suck. It was never that way with my own kids. And Van's been perfectly fine the whole time. But if you're somebody else's kids and they see me when they're like 2 or 3.
Towering over them. And
yeah.
They're really tall. And
it's like a statue of Sauron.
And they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Sauron. Saruman the White.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, hey, do you want to, how do you feel about some emails?
Let's do it.
Well, also, we somehow miraculously remain COVID-free despite everyone we know and everyone I talk to having COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
Why have they all gotten it and we haven't? Why is the circle closing and why are we in the center?
I'm kind of the only one that leaves the house very often. I mean, you do to do different things, but when I go out, I still wear a mask. I'm one of the only people I see out there at stores and whatnot with a mask on.
Yeah.
But... I hope that's what's helping. I don't know.
But I'm sure it does.
I mean,
it has some mitigation.
What I keep reading is they're still telling you if you want to avoid this, a mask is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And be vaccinated and stuff.
Yeah, which
so
we are.
We are. We've done that. We've done all the precautionary things, but I still do wear a mask when I go grocery shopping and
I just know
Costco
people who have been out less, you know, have less contact with the public than I do, and they still got it somehow. Like,
I don't get it. I don't know how.
I
feel so bad because we haven't been we haven't been 100% at home.
Yeah.
been careful, but there are some people I feel like that have been 100% home and still got it.
You
got
to function, man. You know?
I know.
And some people
still have
no
to go
choice.
On a date.
Yeah. But Nick, he's out in like retail faces all day and he doesn't get it. Hasn't had
he
it.
Hasn't,
he's
yeah,
had like
he
a weird sinus infection, but that was separate.
Yeah. He got tested twice to make sure, but it ended up being a sinus thing.
And he's been that way this entire time. Never brought it home. Never had it himself. Like, I don't know what we're doing.
Move states, all that stuff.
Maybe we're genetically immune. And none of the vaxes did anything to me.
No. Nope.
Little arm soreness. That's it. So
same.
I'm telling you, maybe we're one of those like genetic markers that means you, if you get it, you're going to be non-symptomatic. Maybe we've had it.
I can hope so, but how do both of us get that?
Oh, that's true. We're not like, I keep thinking it's like Mississippi where relatives have babies.
Yeah, we're not related.
I know, that's my point. That was a joke against Mississippi, not you.
I know.
By the way, no offense, Mississippi, you're great. I looked at the camera again. I don't know
why. My brother-in-law, Steve, always says, your family... family tree is more like a wreath.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There are about three names.
I should do a t-shirt. There's just a big wreath that says Stone's family reunion.
Yeah, the Stone family. No, the Stone's family tree. You put it right in the middle. That's a great idea.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we're making those. Steve, let's get on that. So let's start with some emails. Skimshow@gmail.com. Here's one from Seth from Philly.
That's, hey, Seth.
That's short for Philadelphia, as you may know. He says this, hello, Scott and Kim. Congratulations on the new dog. We have a 7-month-old labradoodle that we rescued. Because of this, we didn't know what size she was going to be, but she's going to be a very big dog. Right now, she is 48 pounds. Oh. Her name is Olive, and you can follow her on Instagram at instagram.com/olivemydoggylove.
Cute. I like that.
She's a really fun dog, but definitely not a teacup unless it was for a giant. Love the show. Seth, I sent you a picture of it earlier.
Yes,
beautiful black labradoodle. More lab than doodle, looks like to me, for the size. But yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
you're in the ballpark of this little runt thing we got, you know, which is kind of full grown,
related.
Right?
Related. Yeah, she's close.
About the size of a... I think teacup's the wrong term because you couldn't fit her in a normal teacup.
I think she's a micro mini golden doodle. That's what I guess.
Micro mini?
Yeah.
Sounds like a USB standard. It's a horrible
name. There's lots of mini golden doodles and they get like up to 12, 15 pounds. They're still small for a dog.
Don't you want one of those little tiny itty bitty ones though?
No,
like I'd gerbil size. They're cute though.
I'm scared it would get under my feet.
They're still dogs though.
I know. It's weird.
Ooh, I had a friend growing up who did that very thing. Smushed it on a stair.
Oh my gosh.
I know. They'd just gotten her, too. And he went running down the stairs.
I don't want to do that.
Killed it. It was too small. Trisha wrote in, as she often does, says, hey, guys. Hey, gays. Sorry.
Hey, gays.
Hey, guys. I make a non-pizza as well. Like we talked about non-pizza last time.
So good.
I highly recommend using Trader Joe's garlic non-frozen bread. It adds another layer of flavor. Oh, I love the layers of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on 100 shows, Trisha. Well, thank you. It is weird that we're doing 101. When do we start this? It was right after BlizzCon 2018.
Yeah,
so,
we did. We thought about doing this on the plane. We were on the plane to it.
Or was it to it or on the way home?
It was to it. And then we got really excited on the way home. We started talking about when and where. And
I think we recorded almost as soon as we got back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was super stoked about it at the time. Now I have huge regrets about doing it. Just what a nightmare it's been.
I believe you.
Just kidding. Kyle, that sounds great. Trader Joe's has stuff I like just across the board. Don't know what's going on over there, but I love it there.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah. I wish there were more Trader Joe's and less everything else. The food there is better. And like for my low sugar stuff, tons of options.
Yeah.
That are good.
We found some really good treats and things there.
Yeah.
That don't have the sugar alcohols, which are hard.
Which will give you the... Here's one from Kyle Winter, a Canadian truck driver friend, he says.
Very cool.
Hey, Scott, you're not part of those convoys. What's that? Oh, I wonder how I should ask him about that. Like, what's his take on that? Anyway, hey, Scott and Kim, back in 2017, I took a solo road trip from my home in Niagara Falls, Canada. You've been up there?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Yeah, when you were in high school or something?
I was 14.
14?
So junior high.
To go to a wonderful event in Snowbird, Utah called Nerdtacular.
Mm-hmm.
I had an amazing time at the event and it was lovely meeting you guys. That road trip sparked something in me and now I'm an over the road long haul truck driver. Having been a driver for about 5 years now, I have unfortunately put on some weight. I'm wondering if Kim might have any recommendations for me on how to eat healthy while on the road. Thanks, Kyle. P.S. Sorry if this email is a little strange. I'm using voice to text while I drive. Actually, I think it worked really well.
It worked great.
That was pretty natural. The computers will one day rule us all. So what do you think of that? Do you have any suggestions for somebody who's,
Meals are kind of hard traveling.
Yeah.
But I can give you some ideas for snacks, and that is pre-prepared snacks that you do yourself.
Like, PPS.
If you're going to be on the road, it sounds like many, many hours.
Oh, yeah.
Have some snacks that aren't going to make you completely starving by the time you find the place to eat. Yeah. Carrot sticks, really good crackers that are low carb, like the Nut Thins and things like that.
Yeah.
But just always have something on hand so that you're not...
But not like Twinkies and freaking...
No, he knows.
Beef jerky and... I mean, I like beef
jerky. Here's the bag of beef jerky in his office right now.
My nephew Owen gave me this.
Your zero sugar.
Zero sugar, original, low calorie.
So there are some good options. It's kind of more along lines of planning ahead. That's the only way to make it work, too.
Yeah. Made with real hardwood smoke. Sorry.
Because it's hard to be in a gas station looking at food and going, oh, yeah, I'm going to have the hard-boiled egg over the bag of Doritos. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Also, you don't want to... Hard-boiled egg at a gas station.
They're not bad. I've had them.
Really?
They prepackage them. They're cooked, prepackaged,
like little sealed things? Mm-hmm. They're good?
They're actually really good. They're fine.
Okay.
But that's a good protein. But like I said, best thing you can do is plan ahead.
How about a nasty old roller hot dog that's been on there for 6 years just going? Those sound so good to me. Just the nitrates going into my veins. I have a question for him. Kyle, have you ever had to use a trucker friend or stadium pal or whatever they're called, where you get a little pee bag attached to your leg or whatever? I want to know if that's a thing you've had to worry about, because I've got to get this truck to Kansas by 3 a.m. and I got to pee. May as well do it in this bag. Just curious, you know, how that goes. Anyway, Kyle, thank you for your email. One final email from Hank. Bobby. Boo. He says, sorry, I don't want to make fun of your name. I love Hank Hill. Scott and Kim, who controls the remote? Hank.
It depends on where we are. Upstairs, Kim controls our room. It. Yeah, but in the downstairs where we watch big loud movies.
Have we talked about this? Because it's a controller downstairs.
It's a controller.
It's an Xbox Series X controller.
He always does downstairs with the big movie TV going on.
Yeah.
But in our room, it's always me.
Yeah, or the living room. We got a little TV in there and she uses that. And I'm usually
because you're not really.
I'm usually not watching. I'm on my Steam Deck.
When we
or something.
Watch stuff together downstairs in the big TV. That's always Scott.
So yesterday you had a little meeting over here, and one of the ladies that helped you move that whiteboard downstairs, she looked at me funny.
She'd never met you. That's why.
Yeah, but I stood up, and I think it freaked her out. Like,
I didn't know you were downstairs.
I think it freaked her out. It was dark. The TV was on because I was playing a video game, and she walked in and the lights were on.
Hi.
And I go, oh, hello. So now she feels like a kid who's under three. Doesn't know me.
It's fine.
What were you guys planning? Oh, that was just a nice little neighborhood thing. But it looked like a big whiteboard where you'd plan like the overtaking of the government or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That puts us on a list just by saying that. Well, Hank, now you know, Kim controls the remote most of the time. I will control it.
The rest of the
time. And
it's
usually me going, Kim, come watch freaking whatever.
Let's go watch the movie.
This Netflix movie. And you're like, okay.
And then I get the blanket and I get the drinks and I get the popcorn and he starts the movie.
Yep. And sometimes my dog will lay there and you'll get annoyed because she goes.
Ugh.
That's really annoying, isn't it? Ugh. She really is bad at that.
Yes, she is.
Kim, I feel like Kim's going to strangle it and huck it out the window. All right. Foodie for this week. I don't know. What'd you make? You made all kinds of good stuff. We did curry again. We did all this stuff.
A lot. I made bone broth this week.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that.
Because Dylan brought over some
big T-bone steaks. Big, thick ones for dinner one night.
Huge T-bones.
Took all the bones, added some fresh garlic, fresh onions, and made the best bone broth.
What are you going to use that for, though?
Taylor wants to make some rice. She says she'll use it instead of the water for her rice, and it makes it really good.
Beef rice.
It would be really good ramen broth.
Yeah, it would be. Also, aren't you putting some in the dog food when they don't eat or something?
No, that's chicken.
Chicken broth.
That's because I make chicken broth for the dogs that doesn't have any salt or pepper. Nothing but chicken.
Just flavor chicken so water. That they aren't so picky about their freaking food.
After a while, they just get sick of the same stuff, but I'm not buying other food.
You can't blame them.
We have a bunch.
Think about it. If all you could eat every day was the same peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you'd be like, dude, anything
give me
but
some
that.
Different different jelly.
You know, they say variety is the spice of life.
There you go.
Excuse me. So I had a little spice of my own life.
Actually, in the oven right now is a slow roasted pork tenderloin.
Oh, but we're not getting any of that, right? It's going to
yes,
neighbors.
Yes, we are.
Kim found out a neighbor got her tonsils out. She's getting a load of pork tonight. Can she even eat that?
That sounded really funny. She's getting a load of pork tonight.
Yeah, a load of pork. Kim's
it's
got...
for her family. I yeah. told her I'd bring her ice cream.
So you just... Also, that seems a little old to get a... I guess you can get a tonsillectomy anytime.
Yeah, it just depends on when they start to, you know...
Freak out or whatever they do.
Problems.
Like, it's like appendix. Some people live their whole lives and never...
Right, and I think tonsils are the kind of thing where they get inflamed so many times in a year, and then they're like, okay, let's just take them out, because it's never going to stop.
Yeah, mine are in still. Do you still have yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never even had a...
No.
I don't get sore throats, like, ever, or inflammation of any of that stuff. I got that little dangly thing, the little punching bag back there. What's that? The uvula.
Uvula.
I always feel like I'm saying something dirty when I say uvula. I can see your uvula.
You might want to shut your mouth.
But that's not what that
shut
is.
Shut your dirty mouth. I can see your uvula.
But right? Like those tonsils are somewhere else. They're like back there further? I don't know.
On the sides.
Okay. And there's two of them.
Yep.
Do you get to keep them?
If she wants to, I assume. I don't know.
Chew them like gristle? anyway, so all that pulled... We'll get some of the pork. Not pulled pork. Roasted pork. We'll get some of it. We'll get a little tenderloin. But most of it's being given to the wind. It's whoever needs. Come on over. We're having.
I'm making mashed potatoes.
$80 worth of pork.
I'm making. That's not even true.
How much does pork cost today?
It was buy one, get one free for the tenderloins. So
how much?
It was $14 for all of it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
See?
You'd pay more.
I know what I'm doing.
You'd pay more for that as a simple little meal somewhere.
As a meal of two slices of it.
Little slices, yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Everybody out there is like, man. We're tight every month. One way you can do it is just look at how much these freaking restaurants are charging you.
That's true.
Versus how much the same thing you can cook.
If you cook, you will always save money.
Always. Even with inflation, man. Always. Mm-hmm. So there's a little inflation advice for people.
Little inflation advice.
Gas prices coming down. Don't know why. Don't get it. Shell reported their largest earnings, record breaking 11 point something billion dollars. So I'm sure that's got nothing to do with gouging during a time of need. But sure does seem like the giant mega international corporations that own things that we would call human necessities, seems like they sure make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Weird. Weird. How weird it is. I just can't figure that one out. I'm just going to have to scratch my head on it. Anyway, so no real specific foodie for the week, I guess. You don't have anything that's like fancier.
Find something really cool and make it.
You were going to make... You saw something on Pinterest the other day, and you showed it to me, and it looked really good.
What did I make on Sunday? Oh, I made a buttermilk chicken on Sunday.
Oh, that was very good.
Well, not a buttermilk chicken. I did buttermilk chicken breasts for 20 people.
You know what's weird about that? That chicken looked like prison food, visually. they were pale and ugly.
I marinated the chicken in salt, pepper, and buttermilk, which kind of breaks it down and makes it...
Kind of plain
more
looking.
Tender.
Yeah. But you,
then I sous vide it, which makes it really plain looking.
And more tender. And then you cooked them. And then I don't know what people expected. I don't know what I expected. But that's some of the best chicken I've ever had in my life. Look at it, it looked like something seriously you give
it was,
to the...
It was all right. It was a little bit browned on the edges, but it wasn't like a crispy coating or anything like that.
No.
It was just kind of cooked chicken.
It's just chicken.
But I made a gravy so it would look a little better on your plate.
And everybody went home with chicken and took it all. So I didn't have any chicken.
I'll make you some more.
Will you?
Super easy.
You said, no, there's some in the fridge. There was. No, there never was.
There was.
No.
Then someone else took some.
Who took that?
I don't remember now.
You don't even know who's taking it.
I remember what it was.
What? Was it my brother? It was my brother and his wife.
They took some extra.
If you did that at one of their house things, they would freak out.
I know. That's fine.
Whatever. Family dynamics, man. You got to deal with it whether you like it or not. All right. Well, that's going to, I think, do it for today's show. Look, what I like the most about this show, well, I like a lot of things about it, but I also like that you guys send in your questions. Those are big. And you did great this week. So please send in more. That email address is skimshow@gmail.com. Super easy. Commit it to memory. Write it down. Send one now so that now it's in your email system. It'll always come up. If you just type the word skim, boom, there it is. It won't be milk or something. It'll be us. skimshow@gmail.com to send us your feedback, thoughts, comments, whatever it may be. We'd love to hear from each and every one of you. And if you're always going, man, I'd sure like to support this show in some small way, there is a way. Patreon.com/frogpants. Kind of a catch-all for all the little extra shows we do. So it's a monthly thing, so it's super cheap. You could do $1. Yep. And you're in.
And we appreciate all of it.
We do. Also, every episode of every show I do is posted up on the RSS feed on that site. So if you're a patron there, you'll just get this cool RSS feed that gives you everything Frog Pants related, including this show. And it's just a great way to kind of get it all. It's a big catch-all. Okay, so go check it out. Patreon.com/frogpants. And the website is frogpants.com/skim. I think that's it.
That'll do it for us today.
Do you have anything else you would like to add? Requests for people? Any kind of like advice?
I don't have any advice.
None? No. All right.
What advice would you like? So you're going to have to email me and tell me what you want to know.
I got some advice. Stay cool. Don't use your Steam Deck outside during hot temperatures. Oh, turns out they burn up. It's a bad idea. Your phone, the iPhone 13 and higher, will warn you that it's too hot to operate. But prior to that, they don't. So just do that at your own risk. What other advice?
Speaking of which, they just named the first heat wave.
Oh, yeah. Got a name. It's Janus or something. What is it? No. I forgot what it is.
I don't think it's Janus.
Heat wave Janus.
Way to go, Janus.
All right, Janus. Hold on. Heat wave name. We got to find the name. It is Zoe.
Zoe. Like the dog next door.
Like the dog next door. How hot is it this year? Like the dog
they
next
started
door.
With Z. Are they going backwards?
Oh, yeah. They might be.
From hurricanes, they start with A. Heat waves are starting with Z, and we're going to go backwards. Maybe?
Let's see.
I don't know. Start with Z and then go to A.
I can't find it anywhere where they say, oh, this, you know what? This was just talked about last month as a possibility, and now it's official. It's actually happening. Wow. So I guess this is the Weather Service naming it that. Naming heat waves like storms. And they say that this naming this stuff saves lives. They have statistics that show when you name it something and people go, oh, heat wave Zoe's here. People go, oh, yeah, right. There's like it's subtle, but on the aggregate, like on the larger numbers, you actually save people's lives
They're
with naming hurricanes.
Paying more attention.
Thunder or not thunderstorms.
Tropical storms.
Tropical storms, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, they had a monsoon down south in our state. St. George is usually bone dry. It's like desert town down there.
Hot.
It's like 4 feet of water.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
People walking around, can't move their cars.
They probably totaled their cars if they're just sitting in 4 feet of water.
Yeah, right? Ugh. Yeah. Anyway, good luck to all of them. I do want to retire there one day, but not while it's raining. okay, I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next time with more Skim. Bye, Kim.
See you then.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.